Representative Anthony Brindisi is a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Anthony Brindisi, we always appreciate when you're with us, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, Alan, I always appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me.
So, the first question, of course, is there's an election coming up, and, you know, you won, but you didn't win by a lot the last time. Are you worried?
I'm not worried. I think we have a long time to go before the election happens. We have a year out before the congressional race happens, and there's going to be a lot of time for politics during that time period. But the one thing that I would always hear during the campaign last time around that would frustrate people more than anything is we have these endless elections, and they just want people who, after the elections are done, sit down and actually work on governing. And that's what I've been doing since I was elected back in 2018, sworn in 2019, and working on issues that are important to people in this region, like lowering drug costs and supporting our farmers, supporting our veterans, fighting for working families. That's what I'll continue to do over the next year, and there'll be lots of time to talk about politics, I'm sure.
Well, has Trump become the issue? In other words, you know, obviously there are a lot of people who voted for him in your district. You have not called for his impeachment. You have to walk a very fine line, don't you?
Well, I am representing the people in my district. I think that there are folks on both sides who would love to make the president an issue in a whole host of cases. But you know, when I ran and what I have done since being elected, as I said, the president is the president, and no matter who the president is as a representative for this region, I am going to look for ways to work with the president to get things done on behalf of this community and on behalf of our country and our state. And if the president is doing something that I believe is going to harm our country, our community, our state, then I have a duty to stand up to the president, regardless if that president is a Democrat or a Republican. We are a co-equal branch of government in Congress, and we have to exercise that ability.
Well said, Anthony Brindisi. But my question to you is there anything you've seen, like his conversation with the president of Ukraine, that gives you pause?
Well, I have said that there are some very troubling details within the transcript of the call, as well as some, as well as in the whistleblower's report. These are very serious allegations that impact our national security, and I have a responsibility under my oath that I took to the Constitution to be very thoughtful, to be intentional, and to work to find the facts. That's what I'm working to do right now. I'd like to listen and be thoughtful in how I approach this whole matter and make decisions on facts, not what I'm hearing on cable news or social media.
Well, okay. So the Washington Post says he's told over 12,000 lies. That's a lot of lies. Then you heard about Ukraine and Australia and their prime ministers being pressured to help him against his political enemies. So isn't that enough?
Well, no, well, look, there's a lot of allegations that are out there right now. As I have said, they are very serious allegations. This impacts our national security. The Intelligence Committee is looking into these matters now, as well as the other committees of jurisdiction. We have a duty to provide oversight on the administration, to do it in a thoughtful way, to do it in a bipartisan way, if at all possible. And the public deserves answers, and we there are folks who are trying to get those answers right now.
Well, Anthony Brindisi, I'm glad you brought up about the public, because you're home for 2 weeks now. You're out there. I know you. There isn't a harder worker than you, and you're out there talking to, you know, everyone. What are you hearing about all this?
Well, you hear a mix of opinion. I've been very deliberate in my time in office to hold town hall meetings because I've always said that I feel that that's an opportunity for constituents in this community to voice their opinions or ask questions of their representative. I always tell people that I believe the most important role I have is to be a good listener and to provide feedback when asked. And we're going to have a town hall next week in the Utica area, and I'm sure there's going to be folks on both sides of the debate on whether they're pro-impeachment or anti-impeachment, and we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, what I don't want to lose sight of is the issues that many people who live in this congressional district wake up every morning worrying about. This is a district that has struggled over the years. You have people who are working two and three jobs in some instances. They're struggling to put food on their table. They're living on fixed incomes and struggling to pay for their insulin or other life-saving medication. They're worried about losing their farm because of trade issues or tariffs or immigration policy. They're worried about losing a loved one to an overdose. And those are the issues where we have to be laser-focused in Washington, despite what's happening now, on those issues so we can actually deliver some results for people in communities like the 22nd District.
Well, it's not easy, is it? I mean, because you have Trump sucking all the air out. It's in the front pages. What about all these issues that you consider to be so important, but nothing seems to be happening with them?
Well, it's unfortunate because we are passing a lot of legislation in the House, and that's the one story that doesn't really get told as much. I wish it did. Sure. by the national news. We've passed 50 substantive pieces of legislation since January. Many of those have been done on a bipartisan manner. When you're talking about some of the prescription drug work that we're doing today, I came from an event to help raise awareness of domestic violence. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We passed the Violence Against Women's Act back in April in the House. The Senate has not acted, and what better way for them to act this month to help raise awareness than to pass that legislation? These are things that we've been getting done in the House over the last 9 months. Protecting health care, climate change, a whole host of issues. And we want to see our counterparts in the Senate do something besides just confirm judges. We want people in the Senate acting and doing some of the work on a bipartisan basis like we've done in the House.
Okay, so your bill on Veterans Affairs, Expiring Authorities Act of 2019, what does it do?
Well, it does a number of things, and we're very happy. This is the first bill that I've had that will pass both houses now and is on its way to be signed by the president, which by all indications he'll sign it, and really extend a number of programs that are important for veterans, and specifically veterans that live in more rural areas like the 22nd District. I sit on the Veterans Affairs Committee, and I believe that when our men and women return home from serving in our nation's military, they should have certain benefits. They should have access to quality health care, job training, access to employment, housing. There's food insecurity issues surrounding our veterans, mental health issues, and there's not enough being done right now in the Senate to combat that. I was doing a national news show a couple weeks ago, and the issue of impeachment came up, and I said, you guys are talking about this, but did you know we passed 18 bipartisan bills out of the Veterans Affairs Committee last week to help our veterans? That's what we need to be focusing on right now.
We've been talking to Representative Anthony Brindisi, first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Anthony, again, thank you so much for being with us. It's always fun to talk to you and to see your perspective on politics. So, again, we look forward to seeing you the next time.
Thank you, Alan.